if you'll pay for it. Sometimes it costs us a whole lot, isn't it? Whatever you want, I'll give it to you if you'll pay for it. And you know what? You can buy just about anything, can't you? You can buy pleasure. You can buy companionship. You can buy comfort. You can buy healing. I went out the other day and I have caught fits over it from Lanny and others about my recliner. I went out and bought a very expensive recliner. And then I tried to back out. My wife wouldn't let me. But as I told several of the folks this morning, I think I might have to take it back. I bought something. I've never been able to find a recliner that I can sit in without my back hurting. My lower back just kills me. So I have to get up. And then sometimes it'll hurt for 2 or 3 days afterward. So I try to avoid it. And I was assured that this one wouldn't do that, designed by a chiropractor. But I've got a problem with it. Every time I sit down in it, I go to sleep. My wife says it's taken me now 2-3 minutes to fall sound asleep after I sit down. I bought some comfort. But you know what? I tried to talk to those people and explain to them that I really didn't have the money. I'm a retired preacher, never didn't make much. I don't have much. I have a bad back that needs that recliner. You folks ought to give that to me. They didn't even smile. They just said total with tax and all is. They were glad to give me that chair that will help my back. They even loaded it in the car for me, as long as I paid them what they wanted. Now, that's not dishonest, and that's not wrong, and I'm not condemning the innkeeper, okay? He's in the clear. I'm just saying there are a lot of attitudes in the world, and I want to get to the best attitude of all, and the one that the Christian has to have, okay? Because the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 2, we're to have the mind or the attitude of Christ. Let's read verse 33 again. But a certain Samaritan. Now, these folks were literally hated by the Jews. In fact, they had a nasty name they called them, and I'm not going to repeat it here, okay? But it just kind of, I remember growing up, and as I was studying history and learning history about the South and the North and all that, I found out that during Civil War times, there was a phrase that was always attached to Yankee. You know what it is. Yankee. Damn Yankee. That was just kind of one word at that time. Well, Samaritans had a word attached to them, which was worse. Okay, so I'm not going to go there. But they were just dogs in the sight of the Jews. They were hated folks. And this whole story is a Jewish story, in a sense, with a Jewish background and Jewish people, because we're talking about a Jewish priest and a Jewish Levite here. But suddenly here this Samaritan is getting inserted in the story. Verse 33 again. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. He really could not have done any more than what he did. Verse 30.